brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going right back to your phone calls. Bottom of the hour. It's official. They're going to shut off libertarian and conservative talk radio, print media, internet, FCC under Obama. They're going to try it. We're going to get into that. Yellen's announcing what could be more QE unlimited. Guess that's why it's unlimited. And by the way, I said this probably 10 times yesterday. I don't even have the crew to go find it. You heard it. Maybe somebody can find it watching this later on YouTube and go back and find yesterday's show. I said that I believed, but I had to say I believed, that the supposed abortion clinic woman who was, I'm trying to find the article, they just gave it to me, here it is, that was saying how wonderful it was, it was like giving birth and she loves her baby in the photo of it, that it was acting, and it's now been confirmed that she is an actress, and I think if you research further, she was funded by a large foundation, probably Rockefeller Brothers or Planned Parenthood. But there's the headline, Infowars.com. It's since scrolled off into the news archive. Stuff that comes out at night barely gets read. It's almost like seeds falling on the rock. But star of YouTube abortion video is a horror movie actress. Emily Letts featured in slasher films about children being slaughtered. Isn't that precious? And it's a promotion of abortions and how beautiful they are. And it's... I mean, I know what the whole thing is. I'm not going to say it, but I think you all can figure it out. And it is pure Luciferianism. Okay, let's go to a phone call. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. I'm going to run through this battery of calls. Let's go to Albert in FEMA Region 10. I guess that's out on the former West Coast. Go ahead. What former state are you calling from under UN edict?
I'm in Washington State around Goldendale, Alex.
All right. Well, how are things going over there in FEMA Region 10?
Just breathing radiation from Fukushima, that's all.
They're now picking up the core from the plutonium in Europe. Core was blown sky high. I think everybody's enjoying the radiation. What about you?
Oh, I was loving it. If that wasn't the nape that I'd have, I'd probably be dead already. But anyway, I think that a HARP weapon is actually what caused that. Because if you look at the epicenter of the quake where this tsunami was created, I remember back in the 70s when there was a nuclear waste dump that was dumped down there in that trench. Do you remember that, Alex?
Yes, I do. And you should be thankful because the Ukrainian government is duly elected, even though it isn't. And Al Gore invented the internet.
Yeah, just like raising their debt doesn't raise their debt. I mean, I tried to call my credit card company. They told me that I was laughing. I was just crazy.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm going to raise my amount that I owe you, but I won't owe that money, right? And they're like, oh, yes, 2 plus 2 equals whatever we want. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And as far as his...
Let me ask you a question, though, because I can counter you saying that the 2 plus 2 equals 4. You're being racist to say Obama is lying about raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise our debt.
Well, sir, if criticizing my government and standing up for my Constitution is racist, then I'll be glad to be one, sir.
Well, then just anything else racist?
Hmm? Well, I believe that this, what's going on in Russia is a shell game. That's all it is. We've been training with Russian troops for years. We've been training with Chinese troops for years. This just is a smoke screen. It's a distraction.
Well, I agree with the Chinese.
It's over here to distract you from this while they're doing this over here in the backstretch.
But the globalists are like bank robbers. They don't all trust each other. Just because they'll rob a bank together doesn't mean that they won't stab each other in the back. So there's some real fissures there in the power blocks. But none of them want to stop the growth of world government because they all think they're going to run it.
Very true.
Great points. All right. We're going to talk to Jack, Lance, Eugene. Then we're gonna go to James, Andrea, Terry, Rich, and others. Stay there. Boom, boom, boom. Your calls are coming up. Then FCC grab for new regulatory power to go beyond broadband providers and spark a nationwide revolt. The Hill and others admit it's a robber baron power grab. I like the word robber baron being brought back into common parlance.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
It was Benjamin Franklin that famously said during the Revolutionary War, when it was all kicking off in 1776, just days before July 4th, Declaration was finished, that we shall all hang together or hang separate. And that means we hang together as men and women for liberty, or we will be hung by our neck until dead separately. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cried appease, appease, are killed by those they tried to please. And those that cried appease, appease, are killed by those they tried to please. That's also a refrain from that period. No man escapes when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails. And those who cried appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. Another variant of it. Anonymous from the 1770s. I'm going to read that again for everybody, because it It says it all. They had such great command of the language back then that I can't even read a newspaper from the time and understand it. No man escapes. You hear that? No man escapes. You bring in tyranny, it's bad for everybody. Even those that run it, it's a prison. No man escapes when freedom fails. No man escapes when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails. And those who cried appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. And that says everything. Historically, they kill the traitors. They lock up the patriots or kick you out of the country. The evil admires those of us that fight for freedom. They admire our purity. They admire our strength, our courage. They see us like a wild grizzly bear in the forest. That's how a lot of history books I've read, but I've also seen it likened, that globalists marvel after the resistance. And H.G. Wells called the resistance of the New World Order beautiful and gallant people, but nevertheless would have to be killed before the New World Order could be achieved. In fact, pull up the quote. A bunch of other people made similar quotes. That the New World Order, the head of the CFR, said back in the 70s, the New World Order will have to be paid for with money as well as blood before a planetary regime is brought in. Everyone will take a pledge to Lucifer or be killed under the new planetary system of the New World Order. I'm giving you actual quotes right now. You will take a Luciferian initiation or you will be killed. Council on Foreign Relations meeting. Congressional record. I mean, these are all real quotes. I forget who gave the quotes. I know it was CFR members. You can pull it up. Type in, everyone will take a Luciferian initiative. I think that was the head of the CFR's planetary initiative, Arthur something. We are not going to achieve a new world order without paying for it in blood as well as in words and money. Arthur Schlesinger Jr. in Foreign Affairs. Council on Foreign Relations publication, 1995. Yeah, and then who was it? Type in, you will take a Luciferian pledge to the New World Order or be killed. No one will enter the New World Order unless they've taken a Luciferian pledge, is the quote. And then he goes on to say, I don't think it was Schlesinger, it was somebody else, or we will kill you. And the guys are actually finding these quotes right now. I actually own, as a listener said it to me, the 1995 Foreign Affairs. It's like a book comes out every 2 months at the bookstore in the magazine rack. I mean, imagine that. And this is who they are. I can play Walter Cronkite saying the same thing if you'd like me to. And by the way, Walter Cronkite believed in what he was doing. Now, why is Al Gore coming out and saying he invented the Internet? Why is Obama saying you didn't build your business? Why is Obama saying that the Ukrainian government's elected when everybody knows it isn't? Well, because everybody doesn't know. The general public thinks Ukraine is in Australia. The general public can't find their big rear end with both of their hands. I'm going to go back to your phone calls right now, but again, now that we're talking about 2 plus 2 equals 5, and I'm about to tweet that image out at Real Alex Jones in minutes, we actually had the crew make the image of the new American flag under Obama that I think says it all. Before we do that, let's play Lord Gore, because we're coming up after calls, we're going to get into this, saying he invented the Internet. More lies. Here it is.
During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating the Internet. I took the initiative in moving forward a whole range of initiatives that have proven to be important to our country's economic growth.
The inventors of the Internet come from universities in England and the U.S. There's about five men. They're all very well known. They all have patents. They've all made hundreds of millions off of it. It was developed in the 60s and 70s and was an inter-university governmental computer system to survive nuclear war, paid for by DARPA. That's on record, Gore. Gore was in college when the Internet was invented. He voted as a senator on a program to put government regulation into it. So you squatted on it and claimed it was yours. It'd be like if somebody had a 14-year-old son, you randomly walked up and said, you know, gave him a ball cap and said, and the kid put the ball cap on. He went, I'm your daddy now. I gave birth to you. Let's go to your phone calls. Should I play Obama saying the Ukrainians are an elected government? Just, no. Or should I play him saying that mean, there's so many, that raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt. No. I guess it's true. 2 + 2 = 5. I don't want to be racist. Jack in Manitoba. Okay, so give us Jack, give us your take on that.
Well, I just want to say I've been a libertarian since Branch Davidian massacre, Oklahoma City. I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's not the United States, but it's, center of North America. You probably know about it because of the 97 flood of the century. I personally think that was a man-made disaster myself. Muddy waters.
Use it for a gun confiscation drill.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I would not be surprised. I'm sure if you drain the rivers, you'd find all kinds of things. But anyways, I just want to say I totally agree with you about Russia and Ukraine, about the internet and what Obama has said. And, I'm with you all the way on that. You know, you're not alone. America's not alone. You got a lot of support here up here in Canada. Going back to Oklahoma City, Branch Davidian massacre, Janarino is a war criminal, ATF is Gestapo.
I understand, but listen, I appreciate that. The calls I'm taking are, what do you think about what's happening in Russia and also the attacks on free speech?
Well, it's the First Amendment. In Canada, it's a bit different, but First Amendment is the most important amendment.
They're really trashing your free speech up there.
Oh, absolutely. This government's got to go. You know, they say conservative. I think it's more a conservative, they're not the real deal. But going back to Russia, I believe Kiev government is mostly it's a fascist government. Like there are super right wing, the so supposed right wing fascists in there.
They're actual Nazis. But because they're with Soros, it's okay. I mean, Soros is back at home. He was a Nazi collaborator.
Well, absolutely. Exactly, absolutely right. And, you would look what you did in 2000 with Bohemian Grove, and then Bilderberger, 2006. You came to our country, and they took your passport, they took your camera and bags.
And if it wasn't for the media just having an instinct to protect other media and showing up, they were going to fly me back or put me in a jail in Toronto. Great points. Appreciate your call. I'm going to try to move quick here. Thank you so much from Canada, Jack. Eugene in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex Jones. I am a Prison Planet member.
Thank you.
I love the book Strategic Relocation, which brings me to Joel Skousen. I actually live close by Cleon Skousen, and I would love to get his take and interview him about how he thinks today lines up with what he wrote in 19.
Well, I know they have a lot of sons and people, but the original Cleon Skousen's dead. So you may be talking about one of his sons.
Okay. And I would love to see what anybody in the family thinks about how things line up in Russia today.
I would love to interview Cleon Skousen. That'd be amazing, the original Cleon Skousen. But I guess you live near some of his family. What do you think about what's happening in Russia?
Oh, it's amazing. No amount of lives are worth what they want to create with the New World Order. No amount of life lost. It's not worth it. And I think there's so many wonderful people in this world, and humanity has so much going for it that we can turn the tide, and we are turning the tide.
Well, the only way the globalists can be in control is because they're ruthless, they lie, they deceive. But that system's coming to an end, and it's so destructive. Thank you for the call, Eugene. Lance in Washington, you're on the air. Then we're going to go to James, George, Andrea, Rich, and others. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
It's an honor to speak with you.
Honored to talk to you.
Worldwide transmission on this planet. Hey, listen, I want to put it out there to everybody to exercise their rights. I carry open here in Washington State.
Good job.
And most of the police officers, they really like it. I mean, you can walk around with a loaded, locked and loaded, ready to go, ready to rock and roll up here.
Yeah, no, most police are pro-gun. I've seen national polls of about 98%. So, the media uses bad examples of police to try to make us see them as an enemy so that they will then see the government as their ally. We need own the police. And by owning it, we need to own that we're Americans and own the fact that we need to take our communities back. I'm going to hold you over because you called in. Go ahead.
By exercising our rights, absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why we got to exercise the free speech, the Second Amendment, use it or lose it. What else would you like to add?
I want to give a shout to my terrorist friend, Spiro, for turning me on to you. And back in the 70s, I did book reports when I was in school about the Russian military.
I want to hear about this. Stay there. I don't want to shortchange you. So we're going to come back with Lance. Then we're going to go to our phone system. Stay with us. Your calls are coming up. 800-259-9231.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence of a political scandal that will destroy Obama's political career and ruin the retirement of millions of unprepared Americans. I've just posted a video at www.obamasecret.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this scandal is set to unfold. This imminent scandal will trigger a virtually unstoppable chain of events that will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere. This event will, however, also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Visit www.obamasecret.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.obamasecret.com before it's too late.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Russia is announcing that they don't want any of the Ukrainian cities to vote to join with Russia. Even though they've been part of Russia for hundreds of years. And they're announcing they're pulling troops back from their border. NATO will mass more troops, probably start attacking the Russian border. I mean, if they follow their past operations. And they're going to attack us and our bank accounts and attack our families and shut off all of our power plants and just put everybody on welfare and just dominate everybody. And that's what they did. Just total criminal operation. Let's now go back to Lance in Washington. You were talking about book reports in the 70s dealing with the Russia situation. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if it's with the Russian situation now, but one of the CO handbooks stated in there the only way to take over the United States would be to become a U.S. citizen, become judges, lawyers, set the benches, professors, teach our kids the way they want us to be taught, the whole nine yards. So,
yeah, no, I wasn't saying you were talking about the Russian situation now. I was saying you were talking about that in context with it. That, but it isn't Russians that did this. It's the globalists. Our criminal elite that run America put Lenin in power in 1917.
But that's my
No. I totally agree. We have been infiltrated.
They are in with all the military systems. They're in with all the military systems to start it. That's where it all comes from.
No, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. We have, when I say we're occupied, we've been infiltrated, these are collaborators, that's really what's going on. That isn't rhetoric. Go ahead and make your point.
I really feel like, I hope I'm wrong, but I think Obama might be our last president. Obama. I had a dream that we were in a bar and we started a karaoke. It was a karaoke bar. We were doing that, and you kept correcting everybody on how to do the Obama thing. Oh, and another note, I wanted to ask you a personal question. You said on the air one time, you better ever swear if you're going to hell because it's not hot. It's cold, dark, damp, and wet. How do you know that? Because I say that to everybody.
Well, I'm going off Dante's Inferno that freezing cold feels like burning. You've ever been in like sub-zero, and I'm sure you have. Folks in Minnesota can attest to that, or Chicago and Illinois. And in Dante's Inferno, the ninth circle is frozen. So it's more of an allegory.
It was a personal near-death experience, how I felt it, because I was trying to be pulled into it. So, yeah, I was hitting the head with a pickaxe right there in Fort Worth, Texas, in 1986 by a road rage incident. Yep.
And what happened? You felt like you were being pulled into the frozen gulfs of hell?
No, I felt like I was just being pulled into the darkest pit of blackness, cold, damp, and very uncomfortable that I've ever seen. And then I felt a right hand on my left shoulder, and a voice said, son, you can lay there and die, or you can get up. And I was like, who in the hell is this? And I looked around. I was 21, raised Southern Baptist, didn't know if there was a God or not. I really didn't care at the time. And there, for a second, Jesus Christ himself. Drove myself to the hospital. Watch people bleed out all day until like 6:30. This happened at 8:30 in the morning, and finally my dad got there, and I was like, okay, thank God. I can pass out now.
Yeah, when was that? Was that in the 80s?
86. Yep.
Yeah, no, Dallas and Fort Worth were the number one crime rate in the country then, and it was just slaughterhouse. Some days they had 20 murders a day, and I grew up in that. Where just people at a red light, if you looked at them wrong, they would just get out of their car and go, rah, and just start killing each other. Hey, listen, I appreciate your call. Great points, brother. Got a job. Okay, let's go to our phone system. James, George, Andrea, Rich, and others. James, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Look here, but what I see, the whole 9 years, so just all the stuff is scripted. Also, if you think about Fletcher Prouty, and you connect the dots with everybody has been saying that all this stuff has been interconnected with Fletcher. Also, everything, even Russia. Remember, the book came out a long time ago called In Wars with Tom Clancy.
Yes.
All this, yeah, okay. Obama is not legit. We know the whole system is not legit because of the reason that it has been scripted. Even when you go to the Illuminati card, it shows you at the end of the whole process, they rewind the whole movie and start it again. And if people get to the point that understand that the whole world, as it is a script.
Tell you what, I'm going to come back and let you finish. This sounds interesting. By the way, the Illuminati card guy lives in Austin. His office is like 3 miles from us. My reporters are going over there this week. I just keep saying go over there. It never happens. We're going to go over there.
We're on the march.
Because I've been asking for an interview with that guy for like 10 years.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're sending our reporters over to Stratford. They're bad-mouthing me in their emails.
Dude, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hear that beat? That's the New World Order beat. They just slow and easy slit the throat of freedom, overthrow every basic liberty, grandstand arrogantly, always holding on to power to make us feel like we're weak and alone. We got to have the same beat. We just never stop promoting liberty. Never stop fighting. It's not work to fight. It's living. Resistance is victory. We're going to just slow and easy tear their arms out of their sockets. Slow and easy strangle the New World Order. Slow and easy. Never stop. Just apply the pressure. Just like you're in a fist fight. You just don't think about who's winning. Don't stop to wait to see if the punch you just threw knocked the guy down. Just keep swinging. Keep swinging. Keep swinging. You'll know when to stop. So many times in a race, somebody starts looking over their shoulder and starts losing the race, either swimming or running. Same thing in a fight. Some guy starts a fight with you, knocks you upside the head. You don't punch him once and then see if they fall down. You punch him right in the throat. Then you punch him in the stomach. They're still standing. You jump on top of them. Slam their head in the ground. They attacked you, so you're going to deal with them. Punch them in the throat, punch them in the stomach, jump on top of them. That'll get the job done. And that's what we've got to do with the New World Order. I want to rush through your calls. Andrea, Rich, and others, and full board of calls over here. I got two phone systems up. We have the new flag that I tweeted out at Real Alex Jones, the new official White House flag. It's powerful satire that our great graphics crew came up with when I thought of it. And incidentally, I had an idea for a promo trailer exposing tyranny, dealing with the film They Live, one of my favorite sci-fi films, An Allegory of Reality, John Carpenter, the master filmmaker. And, of course, Rowdy Piper's a listener, been on the show. So we took his interview, a few minutes long, and cut it into the film and some other stuff. That's coming up at the bottom of the next hour. It's like 3 minutes long with Jordan Maxwell. So stay with us for that. Now, before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I get up here and I chatter and I tell you, you need to support the broadcast by buying the great products we sell. That means we sell high-quality products to the very best we can find at the lowest price to be also competitive. We believe in a win-win-win. Promote First Amendment, promote freedom, promote the Second Amendment, promote the right to liberty, promote property rights, promote sovereignty, and get great products. Made in America pro-gun t-shirts, the Pro-Pure Pro-1 G2 filters that cut out the glyphosates, the fluoride. There is no comparison in the side-by-side comparisons on InfoWarsStore.com between leading competitors. I would sell leading competitors, and I have in the past. This is just so good. This is what I sell, and they have great customer service. We want partnerships with companies that have quality products, that have great customer service, that long-term we can have a relationship with to fund our operation while helping people. If you're not filtering your water, you are cuckoo cocoa puffs. Most of the bottled water has just been put through charcoal to make it taste okay. It's basically deadly tap water with all the runoff. You've got to filter your water. Reverse osmosis is good for cooking and stuff, but it doesn't have enough minerals in it long term. You need to drink reverse osmosis. I would do that and this. That's what I believe, and it's powerful. It's what the medical doctors have told me. For your family and to support this broadcast, get a Pro 1 G2.0 system. They've got them from 50-something bucks up to 300. No one can compete with the pricing of their pitcher-based system. And then the stainless steel systems, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. 10% off with promo code WATER. Or the deadly dihydrogen monoxide that Obama supporters want to ban because it sounds scary like carbon dioxide. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then we have InfoWarsLife.com with the Supermel Vitality. You've heard the right reviews. It's just concentrated super herbs that block estrogen mimickers and help the glands operate, according to Dr. Grip and others. And all I know is it works. So just try it, ladies and gentlemen. You're supporting the broadcast, and I think you'll become a long-time user of it. The great nation iodine to protect so many of the glands and things with all the toxic stuff going on, to detox, the fluoride shield, this nation iodine and five other compounds, the lung cleanse, the great coffee from southern Mexico, organic high mountain, Chiapas grown by the rebels, literally. Like getting this stuff, like I guess trying to get dope or something out of Mexico. We buy as much as we can at one swath that's all certified down there is beyond fair trade from the Chiapas co-op in the high mountain, organic shade grown. It's just unbelievable. That's my favorite coffee. It may not be your favorite. Regardless, you're supporting the broadcast. Okay, InfoWarsStore.com, I'm done. Or become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Share your membership on that front. Now, let's race through calls, because I got to get into the attack on First Amendment that's unprecedented. Let's go back to James in Houston. You were getting into it all being scripted. I know this, the Tom Clancy video games and all the rest of it literally shows who the next threat is. You know, there's going to be an attack in Georgia a year before their video game comes out, and it shows the war that actually happened. And so, yes, they do flaunt what they're doing ahead of time in our face. And I've had Steve Pachinik, former head of PSYOPs, for the State Department that's above the CIA, say that on air. He wrote books with Tom Clancy. We're going to get him back on soon. In fact, if he wants to come on, I want him on a topic I want to cover. I know he's got a new Tom Clancy book coming out that wasn't completed. He was working on. He wants to talk about that. That's great. I know he listens. But I want him to come on and talk about predictive programming and how they put it out there beforehand and where he thinks this system is going. Okay, go ahead and make your point, James. Thanks for holding.
Okay, yeah, Alex. I've seen this a long time ago as a kid. My dad worked for the Teaching Air Command back in the 50s and 60s. And the word is POGO. And POGO, it was a article that came out in a cartoon every week. If you notice, a little caption was, "I saw the enemy, and the enemy was us." And this is what the global elites and all these people have done, have manipulated us. In other words, made our own self the enemy. And we don't even know it, that they have no power unless we give it to them. And so, also, there is a movie out called Hidden Color. Everybody needs to see that movie on how they have squashed the information that everybody needs to know about how the world really works and how Spectre work and how they created all this stuff by nothing but manipulation. Fletcher Prouty has some DVDs out under Black Ops Radio. You need to get that, and it's the information that he gives everybody for what's behind the scenes, behind the scenes.
That's right. I've heard those. I've heard the Fletcher Prouty Road to Serfdom. I read his book. I've heard those interviews. We should air old segments of G. Edward Griffin, Fletcher Prouty, and others weekly on the Nightly News from the archive. You know, show Welsh warning people back in the 50s of the John Birch Society, everything that would unfold, and show that famous speech he gave. We should show, you know, how they warned us, or those that came before us, a warning from the past, and show how incredibly accurate people were. But I want to explain what you just said, and I appreciate your call. God bless you. Very sophisticated point. And people like James in Houston should start his own radio show. James should start his own YouTube and just do it once a week or once a day or whatever he wants to do. This type of knowledge and what his dad told him in PSYOPs, you know, he should be passed on. It was passed on to me. That's one reason I know about all this stuff, is I had some family that worked in clandestine stuff, and they were just like, it's all pure bull. And they explained, you know, how it worked and that it was evil. And it isn't that the communist Chinese aren't real. It's that the globalists put them in power and keep them on a short leash. It isn't that communism wasn't a real threat. Our government and the British government on record put Lenin in and gave him the money with Stalin. He was the bagman that brought him the money and 100,000 U.S. and British troops, sheep-dipped. Former military people that happened to be of Russian extract or spoke Russian, mainly off the East Coast. That's all declassified. And so they're all intersecting at the top, but they're always double-dealing and stabbing each other in the back, too. Double, triple, quadruple agents, triple crosses, quadruple crosses. Basically, it's just total deceit and fraud and dishonor. So it has no mooring. It has no place. And that whole system's dying. Coming in will be the new age of chivalry. And I don't mean the globalist fake new age of occultism and the rest of it. I mean a new system coming in to replace the old. They want to replace the old evil system with something even more evil. So there are fights between the Russians and the West. But at the highest levels, it's globalists on both sides who are manipulating Putin, Obama, you name it. It goes a lot higher than Putin and Obama because they're globalists above the countries that feed off the war, feed off the order out of chaos. Just like in the James Bond movie, Russia Love, he explains how the one Siamese fighting fish kills the other. It's now exhausted. Spectre comes in and kills the other one. And it's just very childlike. They're telling you, though, how it works. It's very sophisticated while also very simple. It's like racism is real. It's manufactured. It's pushed. But differences then form. People have real beefs. Racism might be wrong and might be a fraud, but when somebody's trying to kill you, because it's real. a group of blacks are chasing you down because you're white wanting to kill you in Chicago because they're racist and bigoted and brainwashed. It may be baloney, but they're still trying to kill you. You may be in East Texas with a group of white Klansmen. You're black chasing you down trying to kill you. You may know it's all a big lie and a fraud. Doesn't matter. They're going to try to kill you. It's just like the Russia situation. Yeah, it's fake at the highest level up at that capstone, but not below it. It's all real. It's real people killing each other. It's real war. Very powerful point you just made. I'm glad you brought that up. Oh, we've got such loaded phones here. I really got to hurry. I got to get into this free speech thing. I mean, that's really the big news. It's up on Infowars.com. It's so huge. Let's go to Andrea in California. Thanks for holding.
First-time caller and long-time listener. I was turned on to you by a friend that had to flee Cuba back when, you know, and so he wasn't always here. I think it would have been like, I'm not sophisticated. Let me get a couple thoughts out. That domestic violence is very similar to what's going on in the women that are being, you know, that are involved in that. They get this, what you're talking about, being controlled through fear, and then they learn helplessness. We've learned helplessness as a country, I believe. It's hard to break through that, but that's what needs to be done. I'm really nervous. I need this. And then the First Amendment, that would mean that books, I love books, and I from you and Mark Stein, who writes about Canada and the European Union, and the no-go zones for police, they won't go there. It has to do with other things. And then one other point is while we're not populating, there are other cultures that are at a rapid pace. And there's going to be many, many more of them than anybody else. I have a lot more to say, but I know you're in a hurry.
Well, no, that's a lot of really good points. And again, the globalists control the West, so they're programming the West to commit suicide. They will program the rest of the world to commit cultural suicide. Great points. I want to go to more of your calls here. Let's go to Mark in Indiana on Common Core. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
If you know, Indiana is the first state that bailed out of Common Core.
Yes, a lot of states are starting to bail out, and it's very exciting. It's pure evil.
I just thought you wanted to know.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in California on Ukraine. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Ukraine seems like a huge distraction, like your other caller was saying.
Well, no, they're absorbing the country and looting it under the IMF. It is a distraction, but they're really ruining that country, and then they're going to move on to the next country.
No, you're absolutely right. It's their just agenda. They're on the same agenda to just destabilize, get their Western back government in power so they can totally just usurp all the rest of the power from all the government, from all the local governments, and just completely take over. I want to make a quick point on the global warming thing that's going on right now, though.
They've got all these globalists running around saying 99% of scientists say it's real when the whole thing's collapsed. I mean, it's more, I invented the Internet, raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt, 2 + 2 = 5 garbage.
Exactly. It's always based on a bunch of lies that they tell everybody, like that the world is overpopulated, overcrowded. The world is not overcrowded. There are 7 billion people in the world. Every single one of them could fit within inside Austin city limits. Austin city limits is about 321 square miles.
Well, let's be clear. There are some areas where humans are too packed in. We have some problems with some of our resource development systems and some of our toxic industrial systems, but we can transcend it all. We're being suppressed in an artificial dark age. Great points. I appreciate your call. All right. I'm going to go to Murph and others, Ed, Kathy, George, Rich, and Scott, after I get to this other news I've got. Man, I tell you, this attack on free speech is so big, I don't even know how I properly just cover it all. But my problem is I get obsessed with all the different minutia and then never even get to it. But when we come back from break, I'm going to try to sum up the latest news and tie it into the larger plan of what they're doing. They're setting up these new internet police that even, again, the Boston Herald calls draconian, calls chilling. They're coming in with PAC SEC stuff to bring in election law against talk radio and internet media like Drudge and InfoWars. The SEC head has said that. And you're like, oh, who cares? Well, I mean, they arrested Dinesh D'Souza because he reportedly got five of his friends to give $3,000 to his college roommate who was running for the Senate and lost, but dared run for Hillary's old seat. I mean, Obama took hundreds of millions publicly from foreign donors, every donation a felony. Saudi money, you name it. Chinese government money. And literally, for a crooked toenail, Dinesh D'Souza is facing, 5 years in prison. So they're going to announce that I'm not allowed to say that I don't like Obama, and then they're going to try to have me arrested by the FBI. They will do it. They want to put me in jail. They're trying to shut down the pro-life groups, everybody. It is just dirtbag, pure evil. And if the American people put up with it, look, I'm going to keep saying whatever I want. I got the First Amendment, you scum. You filthy, degenerate, murdering, fascist, Al-Qaeda-funding, degenerate, murderous, criminal, lying, evil White House. You anti-American, anti-family, viperous scum of the earth. Damn you to Hades. I am sick of you. And we've now gotten to the point, they shut off the free speech, they're going to take everything. Your pension funds, everything, and SWAT teams are literally going to take you to FEMA camps. They want to gut this country.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spell I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes.
bombs.
To quantify what the caller from Houston was saying earlier, there are famous letters. We ought to pull them up and find them. I saw it on Discovery Channel probably 20 years ago and then later found it online once, where there were letters between the French Norman King and the British Norman King, who were cousins, first cousins, saying, we're having uprisings in both our countries. We need to have a war. And then they would even predetermine where they were going to have a war. And then they would have a war. But, I mean, it was a real war. People died. And the British and French hate each other to this day. And most of it was totally fake. It was the Normans, who were really Vikings that conquered France, finding a way to kill off their populations of French and of Anglo-Saxons. So French and Anglo-Saxons were played off against each other to kill each other for the Vikings. People think, you know, the Vikings just ran around in ships robbing people. No, the Vikings took over Europe 1,000 years ago. And then they took over 900 and something years ago. They took over Britannia, Albion, Scotland, Ireland. And you know why they took over? Because they had everybody kill each other. That's why. Because they made backroom deals and said, let's kill our own people in a war. Now, they want to censor the internet, and they're doing it through moves to tax, CISPA, SOPA, Cyber Command, FBI backdoors that are in all the systems, releasing worms and things to ruin the old internet. Bring Internet 2, they say, is safe, where you biometrically access to go online, then they can track you, tax you, control you, give you three strikes, you're out. Separately, they're coming out with FCC taxpayer-paid-for broadband that the FCC now claims it gives them jurisdiction over the internet, and they're saying they're going to have political officers that go around and visit newsrooms. That's been out for about a year. We broke that about a year ago. It's now been mainstream news. Now the FCC chair warns that conservative media like Drudge Report face regulation like PACs. And the chairman is concerned, because the rest of the committee is going this direction and Congress is, that it's that these new groups are going to say they're political and tax them as a shadow fairness doctrine. Well, yeah, that was, you couldn't have talk radio till 88 because you, quote, weren't allowed to be political. And if someone heard you political, they would complain and the FCC would come in and say, let us hear the tapes of your morning show host. Were they bad mouthing the city council? I mean, think about that. That's how, after World War II, Americans got so compliant with government because we were the good guys that we would let them not let you have your own First Amendment. This is so fundamental. It's even more important than the second. I mean, they shut your mouth up, folks. You're shut up. Well, here's that headline. Here's another one out of the Hill. FCC's grab for new regulatory power could go beyond broadband providers to the entire internet. They're moving to end net neutrality. Net neutrality's death could spark populist revolt with echoes of the Gilded Age. Washington coddles moneyed monopolistic internet barons. National Journal breaks it all down. And they're all hitting at every level right now because MSNBC's normal shows have about 90,000 viewers. Their bigger shows, 200,000. Their top show on a top night when an airplane goes down or something, 600,000. Folks, they're already gone. But we still watch it subconsciously and think it's the authority. They're not going to let us beat them without a fight. They're coming to shut us up, a bunch of authoritarian scum. Here's what Obama said at the correspondence dinner.
MSNBC is here. They're a little overwhelmed. They've never seen an audience this big before.
He makes a joke out of it. He's scared. He knows we know he's a criminal, dirtbag, piece of filth, anti-American fascist, working for foreign banks, gutting this country. Your phone calls are coming up. Then Jordan Maxwell.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.